Hey all, here OS Reviews. Over the summer, we checked out a prototype of Cloudmosa's Puffin OS, an up-and-coming phone platform that promises to give you better performance on entry-level devices. It's really meant to compete with the likes of Android Go, with KaiOS, but promising to give you higher performance because they are using lots of web apps instead of native apps. So the concept here is a little similar to Firefox OS, in that a lot of the processing is done on the cloud, such as for web browsing, it's accelerated on Cloudmosa servers, so it's based on the technology which exists for their browser. This company was known for making Puffin browser, which is very well acclaimed, and is wicked fast, even on entry-level hardware because of that cloud acceleration. So they launched a Kickstarter campaign, which was pretty successful, met its goal, and they have since released their final product, which we are doing an unboxing of in this video. So it's going to be rather raw. We'll be doing more of a complete review later on. So their final hardware have been designed from the ground up. They're not just labeling or reusing another phone. So certainly very promising. And if you are looking for more details, be sure to refer to our hands-on video at the time, which I'll try to link in the description box below to get a more complete idea of what this platform is. But we'll be mainly focusing on the hardware in this unboxing video, and later on we'll see if the software has evolved in the months since. Inside we have a screen protector that has the Puffin OS logo on the front film that you'll peel off before applying. Just a little bit of advertising there. It says powered by Avatar Technology, which is kind of their cloud servers. Cloudmosa Inc. It's always nice to see competitors in the space of mobile operating systems. So sliding this open, we have just a phone right on top. We get quite a few accessories actually, including some free earbuds, which are pretty rare to come across these days with any smartphone. But these are kind of in-ear style with some silicone tips and 3.5 millimeters. Cable being used is micro USB, so it's not quite USB Type-C. We also have a AC power adapter in the box, a nice little extra that's branded by Cloudmosa. Wow, so we have two of their stickers as well, which is this Penguin Puffin OS phone. In addition to quite a few user manuals, this is a quick user manual documented in color, a removable battery. So in fact, you can pop open the back cover and replace the battery, perhaps even purchase a spare. That's really rare to come across on phones these days. But anyways, it has a 2600 milliamp hour capacity, which is decent. The phone has a 5.5 inch screen. And finally, there's even a silicone case. That's always nice to see, made out of this TPU material, and it has protective covers for all the buttons and cutouts for things like even a lanyard port in addition to the speaker. So we get the case, we get headphones, we also get a screen protector, so really a full presentation for such a low-cost phone, but perhaps that's because they are trying to make a strong impression. I really like this vibrant blue color, reminds me of Nokia Lumia phones back in the day. There is a 5 megapixel camera on the back in addition to an LED flash. The side here features a very nicely textured power key, a volume rocker. The top has the micro USB port for charging and syncing. There is the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. You have access to the dual SIM card slots, in addition to a micro SD card slot to expand the built-in memory, which I believe there's around 8 gigabytes. So not a huge amount, but because most of the apps on here are web apps, you don't need to have a lot of storage since, again, the physical apps themselves don't take up that much space. At least to me, it feels more solid than the Redmi Go, which was a bit more hollow feeling in terms of the plastics. It says Puffin OS phone powered by Avatar Technology. It is running on what is pretty much an HD resolution, so it's not going to be full HD, but good enough on a slightly smaller panel. Very easy to hold one-handed, especially if you have slightly smaller hands. Very comfortable. Puffin OS. Now the screen here does have 2.5D curves, so the edges here do bleed off a little bit in terms of the glass. We can make out how the glass is almost like a bubble texture that makes it a little bit easier to swipe along and interact with it. Top here also features the front-facing camera, ambient light sensor, and just the earpiece. So we can tap on next. The setup should be pretty quick. It does look pretty familiar if you have used kind of Android phones in the past. It has been slightly changed in terms of the font. Reminds me a bit of a Linux or a Unix system, which is kind of cool in that retro style. So we can opt out of these different settings. Now there is no fingerprint scanner on this, so you can't unlock it with your biometrics, but you can use a password or a PIN. But let's skip that for now and just tap on start. So we are greeted to this main UI. Animations and setup do seem to be a little bit more spruced up compared to the device over the summer. We have that search bar, which has been also completely tweaked. Now here we have a handful of apps, which again look like Google apps, but these are basically just shortcuts or bookmarks to the browser that will open up youtube.com and gmail.com, but the experience is done really well, so you really can't even tell the difference between that and a native app. At least that was our impression at the time. So this is technically, I believe, running on something similar to Android Oreo or above. So we do have access to the drag up notification shade, as we can see here. If we tap on CPU Z, we can check out what the specs are. So again, we have a quad core processor on here, PowerVR graphics, drag down notification shade is also still the same. Puffin avatar connection is currently inactive, it says. Perhaps it's because we haven't started web browsing or doing anything else at the moment. These icons are the same as from Android, so we can turn on and off Bluetooth, GPS, flashlight for the LED light. You can also use Miracast to send your screen, so quite familiar looking, and this is everything that you get. It looks like you have quite a few apps pre-installed, but again, these are basically all just bookmarks to the browser, so in fact, there is very little occupying the storage space. Now we can take a look at their proprietary app store, which again, is still very similar from before, but probably the selection has expanded in the month since. Obviously still not quite as dense as, say, the Play Store, but we have a growing selection of web pages which have been optimized, and even some games which are web-based games. So you do need to have connection to the internet to play some of these back, but we have things like Amazon, Hotels.com, Bing Search, Tumblr, Live Chat, New York Times, some banking services, so it really just goes on and on, definitely larger than what we saw from before. Standard utilities like a clock are still here. We can still probably double tap on the home key to launch into the camera, indeed. So if we tap to focus, we can capture a shot. Not going to be, again, the best camera in the world, of course. We'll have to dive in deeper later on in our review, but should still be serviceable for some quick snaps. Also features HDR. If we take a look at Updater, we can see if there's any additional software updates available. And now we are using the avatar connection because we are using the internet, and that's the part that optimizes it just to make it really fast. If we do something like, for example, search OS reviews and play back a video, you can see just how quickly it loads back, which on a similar spec smartphone with just 1 gig of RAM on Android or Android Go would definitely take longer to load. We did a comparison and speed test before, and this thing definitely was faster by comparison because of the cloud optimization technology, which is pretty clever. Definitely an interesting approach. And again, we'll dive a little bit deeper into how this phone itself performs later in the review. But for now, that's been our unboxing. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. That's just been a closer look at the final hardware of the Founders Edition Puffin OS phone. Compared to before, the Redmi Go has very similar specs, but the Redmi Go is using kind of an older display, which is smaller as well. As you can see there, it's less well built, it doesn't have any removable batteries, and now we have a lot more extras in the box as well for also a pretty low cost. And again, this is a phone that's manufactured and brought to the market by themselves, which is always interesting and cool to see. Of course, it's not going to be a flagship, so in terms of processing power, again, the device itself is not meant to be top tier, but it's because of the Puffin OS optimization that it should perform better than the price and the specs alone will suggest. So we'll check out more details later on, but for now, that's been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. That's been the Puffin OS from Cloudmosa Founders Edition phone unboxing.